We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't even know what that is.
Value added tax.
Is that what it stands for?
Yeah, VAT.
I thought it was evaluation, short for VAT. That doesn't even make sense, does it?
Cut the episode. Why do we do an episode of money? Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! Girlies. It's like a game of musical chairs here in the house. And I'm not ashamed, but if you want to sponsor us a set of kitchen chairs for the gaff, please do it.
You're begging for chairs out the gate.
This is a call out. It's a public call out.
They are rickety rack.
They're rickety rack, girlies, and we're breaking our necks.
You nearly broke your neck changing the light bulb a second ago.
I had to change the light bulbs in the kitchen, girls. It's all go here. I'm very masked DM. Nearly broke my neck. All the legs in the chairs are gone. The landlord won't replace them. We have to get new chairs. So, yeah, much appreciated if you could send us some stunning ones.
Babe, just do a tweet and you'll get chairs sent to you.
Oh, girlies.
Kevin's
girlies.
Famous now. He's starting his own podcast. It's themed around Percy Pigs.
I'm a Percy Pigs fanatic, girls.
But the girl's not following you. Tell him what happened, how you rose to fame during the week.
Basically, what was I popping into M&S for?
You're baked, babe. You love
Shut
your pasta
up.
Bake. You are. That's all you have.
Shut up.
Your pasta bake for M&S. Your ready meal.
Oh, sorry.
No need to attack me.
Sorry, I nearly knocked the cup of tea out of his hand. Girlies, sometimes at the weekend, I enjoy getting the M&S. Vegetable pasta bake.
TV dinner for one.
It's not TV dinner. And as well, as far as ready meals go, it's not the worst. You know, sometimes we just couldn't be honest and it's like, oh, it's M&S. Stunning.
Anyway.
Was popping in for the pasta bake. Lo and behold, Percy extravaganza hits me the moment I'm through the doors and I'm thinking, what's going on? And then I turn to my left, Percy Pig. Turn to my right, Percy Pig. The staff are going around wearing snouts and have curly tails. I'm thinking, they're doing devil work here.
I'm dead.
So I tweeted and I said, the devil works hard, but the Percy Pig product development team work harder. And girlies...
skyrocketed.
She went off.
Viral.
You seem very happy about it now, but you were allergic at the weekend.
I was never allergic.
You were allergic because my phone was hopping.
I was delighted for you.
Were you?
Yeah.
You were going around with a frown.
I wasn't. You thought I was allergic.
You were allergic.
I was delighted for you, babe.
But anyway, girlies, Marks and Spencer's PR page came across it, reposted it, and I said, you know what? You don't ask, you don't get. I said, girlies, do you fancy sending me out some... some M&S goodie bits for all the PR I'm out to doing free. And they said, of course, what's the address? And that's how you do business, girls.
But I think it's funny that you think you're not just going to get a load of Percy Pigs.
They're not just going to send me a rake of Percy Pigs.
If you have a viral tweet about Percy Pigs and you ask for product from M&S, they're going to be like, he just tweeted about Percy Pigs. Let's send him loads of Percy Pigs.
No, I don't. Listen, if they're not listening,
you think
listening,
they're going to send you a buffet?
I want shortbread.
What?
Do you know the M&S shortbread?
Do you like shortbread?
Yeah.
Nah.
Do you? It is laced in butter. That's the only thing. But they're doing Percy shortbread. No, Lane TM. I don't want the Percy shortbread. I want just the Scottish shortbread.
Do you even like Percy Pigs?
I actually like the veggie Percy's.
I think you're legally obliged to say it now that you're their spokesperson.
I love Percy Pigs. Percy Pigs are the best.
I was dead at you thinking it was Peppa Pig for a while. Then you got very confused.
What was the story then with the Peppa Pig? What happened then? I thought they were one the same.
You just got confused. You thought Percy Pigs were based on Peppa Pig.
Yeah, I got very confused, but they're completely separate,
yeah,
aren't they?
Separate.
I have to make that clear, girlies. I'm under contract. They're completely separate. Percy Pig is no relative of... Who's the other one?
Peppa.
Peppa Pig. And Peppa Pig is a bit of a gay icon.
Icon.
How didn't I know the difference?
Anyway, girlies, Kevin's Percy Pig merch is dropping in the new year, so keep your eye out for the snouts and the curly tails.
Keep the eyes peeled also.
You're going to do a tracky pants with a curly tail stitched to the back.
A pink tracky pants. With a curly tail.
Fuck Juicy Couture. It's all about the curly tail in 2021.
Now, the only thing I'm unhappy about with regard to the whole going viral, being a sensation, whatever.
The pressure,
the next tweet to come out, I did have to think about it for ages.
Oh, did you tweet since?
I've tweeted since, yeah.
Have they been?
Yeah, a decent traction, I would say.
Tagged your go-to tweets are just me. So I've seen one because it was about me.
I added you then, yeah. A lot of the time, I don't tag you, so you don't see it.
Okay. What else happened this week?
What else is going on?
Viral tweet.
We're a bit behind, I think, if we chat about Toy Show, but the thing is, we record on a Thursday, so then we watch the episode on the Friday, so now, if we're to talk about the Toy Show now, we'll be a whole week behind.
But can we talk about the small fella, because he broke my heart?
Adam!
He's so cute.
Get him on a rocket or in a rocket.
Get
NASA.
Him a podcast.
And a podcast. He's sorry now. But the thing is as well, I think we were a bit like when we got the toy show going. We were weak, first of all, that we could watch it over here.
Stunning.
Girlies and RTE, you need to stream it live for all the expats every year. They're like, oh, we're doing it this year for all the people who can't get home. No one's coming home for Christmas anyway in the first week of December.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So stream it every year for us.
Yeah.
Secondly, we were just in floods. For the whole ep. We were in floods for the whole ep.
But they knew what they were doing. Yeah. Also, Dermot Kennedy.
What a fucking ride.
What a ride. And the guy's reaction when he was on the guitar.
I know, what a pet.
But more Dermot Kennedy.
But more Dermot Kennedy. I mean, the thing is, right? I knew I was kind of attracted to Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I just like how nonchalant he is.
That's the thing. He's V Cash.
Yeah, V Cash.
Do you know what I mean? And as well, I feel like... He hopped on the Lewis home then, do you know what I mean? Or
yeah.
Back to his hotel.
He's very down to earth. I think we could get him on the podcast.
I think we could get him on the pod. I
Girlies,
feel like...
you have one job and one job only.
Get
and
tagging.
That's to get Dermot Kennedy on this podcast. We did it with Paul Mescal. We can do it with Dermot. Come on.
See, the thing is, Paul listened. I feel like Dermot would have to listen first to know what it's about. Otherwise, he'd be like, what the fuck?
Maybe if he's tagged enough times, he'll see.
Yeah, and start listening.
Yeah.
I'd love to get him on.
Do the God Talk, girls.
Anyway, I think the toy show brought home for us that not about the toys this year, girls. You know what I mean? It's about, I don't know, what is it about? The kids?
Community.
Community, yeah.
Community. Being with each other.
And Adam. Adam, sorry, protect that boy at all costs.
He's
we
stunning.
Adore him. And the lovely Porter, who was very lovely to him.
Yeah, and the one who was like, I'm not drinking milk. The girl, the young girl, she's a gay icon.
You were obsessed with her.
I was.
What
she
was, her
name? Was crazy.
She was crazy.
Like, I'm not drinking no milk, you're mine. She was wild.
For those of you who don't know what the toy show is, if you're listening from a different country, basically Ireland every year, the national broadcaster, they do a show with a load of kids doing singing, dancing, and then they also like test out all the toys that are all like the craze that year.
And it's chaos.
And it's chaos, but it's also a scream. When Ryan said fuck, I was screaming.
I was like, the whole show, I was just like, Kevin, we're going to host this.
Yeah.
I was like,
you were
imagine,
like, we could do this.
Imagine now, we replace Ryan
And we toast it.
But I'd be too into the kids.
Yeah.
Does that sound weird?
That sounds very weird.
But you know what I mean? No, but like, I just love the kids and I'd just be playing the games with them and I'd be like...
But that's the point of the show.
No, but the thing is with Ryan, he does it too quick.
Yeah.
He flies through it and I know they've like an agenda to stick to. They've like a schedule. But also...
You need to leave room for the imagination. Also, what came out this week, if you didn't know, was Spotify Unwrapped, because it's not like it's on everyone's fucking story.
No, you know what? People have been saying, oh, keep your Spotify Unwrapped to yourself, and I'm like, actually, don't people...
I kind of love to
I kind of love it. And as well, people put up way more stupid things.
Yeah, like what?
They just be putting up stupid things, like, I don't know, like people in the car, and they just be like...
What?
You know, they'd be in the car and they'd just be like doing stupid things in the car. No, I don't know. But you know the way you'd be like, oh, gone.
Well, like people put up worse things than Spotify and Red.
That's what I meant. What was I saying?
I don't know what you want about.
But you know what I mean? No, but like people just being like, oh, don't share that. It's like, actually, I'm enjoying it. So I'm not offended by people sharing the Spotify Unwrapped.
I just think it's hilarious though when people have alt songs or alt artists as their like top performing artists,
yeah,
and they're so proud of it. They're my God. And they're like tagging, I'm thinking they're best friends. I'm like, babe, I know I have Ariana Grande as my number one. I'm not ashamed. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I had Ari number three, I had Gaga number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Obviously, I had Ari number one.
Whereas then randomly, my top track was Fuck 'Em Up Sis.
You love that song,
I love Fuck 'Em Up Sis, girlies. Oh, it's in the second playlist, I think, actually.
Really?
Girlies, it starts off, guess who with me, I'm back, bitch. Pull up to the mall looking like a snack, bitch. Money bags, really that bitch. Y'all hoes out here playing catfish. And I remember, it must have been like when I was doing my early walks back in lockdown one. And I was just like, it was the only thing that made me feel better on my walks.
I'm dead. My top song was Girls in the Hood by Megan Thee Stallion.
You love Girls in the Hood.
I just love Megan in general. Yeah. Do you know your Megan?
I don't know my Megan as much.
You don't know your Megan,
babe. I need to get into my Megan. But I do like her songs. I like WAP.
Stunning.
I love WAP.
Yeah, but like that's one of her...
I know. That's like the generic
Her
one.
New album. Lovely.
Really?
Yeah, you need to listen to it in the gym. On leg day, if you listen to Megan, you're lifting heavier than you usually do. But my favourite thing about Spotify Unwrapped was the amount of people tagging us in their Spotify Unwrapped.
Chaos.
I was so overwhelmed.
Very overwhelming.
Girlies, how can you binge listen to 6 episodes of us in a day?
Now, I was also kind of traumatised. Now, delighted, obviously, you're listening to us. But I was kind of going, the work that goes into an ep, would you savour it? Do you know what I mean? Like, one girl sent us a screenshot and it says 17 eps. And I was like, what the heck? Who's listened to 17 eps?
In a day.
In a day. Now, she also said she reckons she fell asleep listening.
Oh.
So it was maybe whatever that. But she at was the same bored. Time. She...
No, but I was really emotional when I was seeing them. Me and you that day, we were like, oh my God. Because we like forget that so many people, like when they're not posting all the time. Then when everyone was just posting about it, we were just like, oh my God, it was overwhelming.
And even if you compare it to last year, because a few people did tag us last year and were like, oh my God, I spent this amount of minutes listening to you guys. Whereas the world, this mother was tagging us this time around.
So thank you so much, guys. Literally, you're the best. You're
honestly
all beautiful.
Thanks for tuning in. Also,
you're all beautiful, made me sick.
Yeah, I didn't know where that was coming from.
But they are. Good.
You're all stunning, girls.
I'm in my feelings. Okay, so girlies, the theme for this week is... Money, honey.
Alexa, play She Works Hard for the Money by Donna Summer.
Hard for the Money?
I nearly went into singing it.
She Works Hard for the Money.
Hard for the Money.
I love Donna Summer.
It's Summer.
It's the build at the beginning. Yeah. I learned a jazz routine to this.
It's very ISTD jazz amalgamation, isn't it? My friend called an STD the other day, and ISTD, I was screaming.
Shoulders. Forward.
Yeah. Leg warmers on.
Yeah.
Do you know what a jazz pounce is?
Hips. Right, left.
Forward.
Right, left.
Do you know
forward,
what it is?
Back. Oh, yeah, I know what a jazz pounce is.
Do it. That is it.
Yeah.
She works hard for the money.
We do, girlies.
So
don't you?
So hard, honey, honey. She works hard.
Quickly shuffle
for
back.
The money. Yeah. Compact drag runs.
Yeah.
Do you know what they are?
Yeah, like that.
No, but you could do that with the hands.
Yeah, the hands are optional.
So hard, honey, honey.
Your hair is like wet look. You put some
wet look.
You put some mousse in it after
the mousse,
shower.
The girls are doing the mousse.
Headband.
Yeah. Alexa, stop.
Kick, kick, kick ball change. Kick, kick, kick ball change.
So you're actually very jazzy. I feel like you love jazz.
I do, but I don't have
the
technique.
Hips. The hips. What? Yeah, the hips.
What do you mean the hips?
I thought you said you were always restricted in the hips.
I am restricted in the hips.
Yeah.
But not in the bedroom.
No, that doesn't dictate that you don't have good technique, but I'm just saying, but you always would say, oh, I have very tight hips.
I could turn.
Oh, she can turn.
She could turn.
She could turn and twist, honey.
Well, we did. We used to do this thing in our time where it was like a pirouette exercise.
Yeah.
And I was one of the better ones.
Really?
Yeah.
The thing is with the turns and the pirouettes, pure dizzy.
Pure dizzy.
You'd be getting sick doing the pirouettes.
And they teach you this thing called spotting, lads.
Yeah,
right?
listen, like, girlies. This is a masterclass in pirouettes.
Where you're meant to look at a point in front of you and just keep looking at that and you're not meant to get dizzy. Who doesn't get dizzy?
You get dizzy?
Even if you spot, you get dizzy. Also, or maybe I just didn't know how to do it.
I always used to think I was spotting properly, but I don't think I actually was. You kind of just whip your head around home for the best, right?
Yeah.
And also, like, they're only putting the doubles in the routines, really, are they?
Oh, yeah. Once I got the double, I was grand. I got up to four for a while, but I couldn't do any more.
Really?
Than four. Yeah.
I remember one time in ballet, I might have done four, and I was weak. I was going to say five, but I didn't want to just say it better than you.
I think if I was stretched as a child,
yeah,
I would have been better at chance. And that's why I always say to Elaine,
stretch
Finn and Tess.
Yeah.
And like when I go back, they're getting more and more inflexible. And I'm like,
really?
It's because you're not stretching them.
You need to stretch them. And like, especially it's the spine. You're
the
only
spine.
As young as your spine.
Break their back.
Girlies, do you know what I mean? And also, but just not even extreme stuff. I'm not talking like Slovakian gymnast.
That's what I'm going to be doing to my child.
Really?
Yeah.
But I think their feet would be broken, would they?
But if you're flexible, you get far in life.
You're so right. It's all the flexible people who are doing well.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
It's because they're limber. They're ready for anything. So, we're doing money as the theme for this week because we're coming into Christmas, girlies. And sorry now.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's difficult.
Because sometimes I think, right, I'm doing well in life. I'm doing well, my finances are in order.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, I couldn't even afford a cat. Because of the litter, the kitty litter, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
The accessories,
mm-hmm.
Having to dress the cat, having to feed the cat. I probably
should
have started
dress
with that.
The cat?
I'd obviously gonna dress the cat. Do you know what I mean? Is that inhumane? Can you dress cats?
I don't know.
But a little hat or something,
a little
beret. Like
wee wee.
We'd have to get the cat a beret.
But there is a lot of pressure around Christmas,
yeah,
right? Because you're going for loads of like out. Maybe not this year,
yeah.
But like going for loads of outings, like going for drinks all the time, and then you have to buy loads of people presents.
Yeah.
Just do Secret Santa, girls.
Secret Santa all around. Now, also do the Secret Santa with the family, and like so you don't have to buy everyone in the family a gift.
Oh yeah.
Don't do Secret Santa in the office just for the shits and giggles.
No.
One of the girls is recommending it and you don't know who's going to get you. You know what I mean? I'm anti that Secret Santa.
I love Jess who works with me. But one year she got me a Secret Santa and she just got me a book about vegan cafes in London. So I only use it to prop up my desk. I love you, Jess, but like, come on.
Jess listens as well, doesn't
yeah.
she? Well, the fella who got me last year in the gym, I can say it now because he was never listening.
Yeah.
But he got me a bottle of Cointreau and as well, there was like a £15 limit on it, right?
Yeah.
But he got me the flight size bottle, you know, the ones you get on flights. So I was like really confused and I was like, first of all, when have I ever mentioned Cointreau?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. What? Do we have Cointreau over there? Is it double sec?
Yeah, we use it in the Mamgritas.
That's Cointreau, isn't it?
Triple sec, babe.
What did I say?
Is it double sec?
What's double sec?
It's not a thing.
Oh, triple sec, anyway. I don't know, sorry. You love the drinks, you. But got me a bottle of Cointreau, but like a small, like how many milliliters are in that? But I think a lot of people can agree, especially at Christmas time, money is tight. Do you know what I mean?
Money is tight.
Also, the electricity bills are higher because you've the heating on more.
And the fairy lights.
You've the fairy lights. You've the general ceiling lights.
Anyway, girlies, the manager exists for a reason. You
yeah.
know why money's tight around Christmas.
Money's tight.
But
it sounds like we're doing a money app on, like for people to save their money, but we don't really because we're not good at it.
Yeah, but we never thought how to save our money.
I know we did an episode before on working, but like
mm-hmm.
when you were a child, were you getting money like from your parents?
Also, like my first experience of like actually realizing that money is important.
Yeah.
So I think it was, I used to get like a pound back when it was pounds.
Yeah.
Going to the shop,
mm-hmm.
and you'd be weak for yourself because a pound could get you loads back in the day, girlies.
Yeah.
I used to get a pound of jellies, and I used to nearly have to throw it over my shoulder going up the road. I was weak. But I never forget when the euro came in, and that's when I learned about inflation, girlies. Because I got I used to get a pound going to the shop, and then I started getting a euro.
Yeah.
So I was getting nothing for the euro in
you
the jellies.
Anything.
I was going, can I have a euro with the jellies? And then they were giving me this tiny bag. I was like, sorry, are you like forgetting to fill up half it? I gave you a euro, and they were like, yeah, that's what you get for a euro now.
Do you remember the confusion and hysteria when the euro was introduced to Ireland? I just remember my dad pacing up and down the stairs, pacing up and down the house, being like, the value has dropped.
And I remember when they were like, oh, if you don't get all your pounds in by a certain date, you can't exchange them. And everyone was freaking
everyone
out.
Everyone was checking down the side of the couch. Everyone was whacking open those jars that they've had for years. It was crazy. I was loving, though, the glamour of the euro and the 2 euro. I felt very French when we got our hands on the first euros and 2 euros.
I couldn't wrap my head around the 2 euro.
Really?
I didn't know what was going on.
Double the one.
But then it wasn't the same value as having £2. I just couldn't get it.
The thing is, it is a lot to take in. When was it? Was it 2000 and...
I was quite young, right?
2002, so we'd have been 9.
The one thing it did do, though, the inflation of the pound to the euro, it saved me
what
from
What are
getting...
you saying? The inflation of the pound to the euro? What does that mean with this?
One thing.
What do you mean?
Let me go talk. One thing that it did save me from, though,
what?
The change of pounds to euro, was getting type 2 diabetes because
for
of half the amount
sweets.
Of jellies I got.
I used to love when my nan used to come around on a Saturday night to mind us. Now, I used to love it in general because I was mad about my nan and we used to have a scream, right? But I used to love it as well because she'd always be leaving me money in my hand. You know what I mean? And
love
she'd
it.
Be doing it on the shush from my mum and dad.
On the shushy.
Because my mum and dad wouldn't want to give me money. No, it's only like that, like £2 or whatever. But I never really got an allowance, did you? I think we spoke with that.
No, I never got an allowance. I used to think allowances were the height of grandeur.
The height of glamour as well.
They were glam. Like
very clueless.
People being like, oh my God, that's my allowance. My friend Johnny used to get an allowance. I used to be like, what? But then... it was weird because I probably ended up earning more money than him because my mum just gave me money whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I wasn't spoiled because
I
was.
That's the thing. Also, like, if I was going to the cinema, my mum would be like, oh, here's money for the cinema.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We
so,
didn't go without.
I think sometimes looking back on it, if I did have an allowance, it might have taught me how to, like, budget.
Also, weren't the people who were getting the allowance, I don't know if you had the same experience, weren't they a bit weird?
They
you know, they used to come out with their allowance and I used to think it was this very weird thing they have with their parents.
I was talking
black market kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
I used to work with a fella who his parents used to give him an allowance, but that had to pay for his clothes and his food and everything.
Oh, Jesus.
But he was like really young.
Well, that's tragic.
So he had to be
that's
like...
that's giving me a tuck in my head.
He used to have to throw money to his mum for like the groceries out of his allowance.
Oh, my God.
He if he wanted a new t-shirt, he had to pay for it out of his allowance. But, like, he grew up then to, like, be very good for money.
Okay. Now, one of my first experiences of making money is with Gubnet. And I used to cut Gubnet's grass. Gubnet used to throw me 20 quid to cut our grass, right?
Gubnet needs to come on as the third host because we talk about her every week.
I love Gubnet. Gubnet used to cut our grass, right? Now, obviously, I had it immaculate. But she's thrown me 20 quid and she only has a small patch at the front. Do you
but
know
I'm
what I mean?
Sorry now, if I was going to pay any young fella to cut my lawn, it would be you.
Oh, I remember on one occasion I took over, you know, the small scissors?
Yeah.
To get in around, she had like these small hedges at the front and I needed to get it all level. And as well, I remember then when my dad got new wire for the strimmers, used to go over with the strimmers as well and she'd be like, oh, there's no need for the strimmers. And I used to be like, no, I'm doing the strimmers.
I'm not going to be able to look at it unless
do you know
I
what
finish
I mean?
It.
And I used to love then because it was on the way down to the end of the hill, her house was, and I used to love passing it then. I'd be like, admiring my
proudest
work.
Punch.
Do you know what I mean?
Aww.
If you're getting a fella to cut your grass, ignore the lads. Get a gay boy to do it.
You'll come back and you'll have a flower bed out the front. You know what I mean? And you'll probably have like a swing. Like a swing on your porch. You'll have a porch. They'll build you a porch when you're gone.
Oh, the gays, is there anything they can't do?
But you do have to be crafty when you're younger to make a bit of bob.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
Because you're not of legal age to work.
Mm-hmm. Jumble sales. Is that work?
Jumble sales. Well, it was when we did it because we obviously were the best.
We put the work in.
We were innovators in the jumble sale spectrum.
Also, I was thinking... it's actually a tragedy that they don't do it with the Girl Guides in Ireland. You know the way they'd always be going on with the Girl Scout cookies in the States? Why don't they have some of the Virginies going around with biscuits, selling them? Stunning biscuits, cookies.
I'd be pure jealous though. I think it's just all Scouts now, isn't it?
As no Virginies?
I think, yeah, because all the girls were like, I don't want to learn how to fucking bake, I want to build a raft.
Oh, well, I think, no, I think the girls used to do that as well. They used to get up to hijinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sarah.
Well, I thought they just learned how to crochet.
No. They had a skit in the Virginies as well. Oh, really? Yeah, make no mistake.
But you can be a Girl Scout now as well.
I thought you could always be a Girl Scout.
I don't know.
I'm on a campaign for the biscuits. I'm not talking about gender equality here at all. Oh, I'm just on about the biscuit
style. You just want some sweet treats.
I just want, imagine you being at home, right?
Having a Thin Mint.
Or having a... having a cup of tea, and you're kind of like, oh, no bickies. And then ding dong, girl at the door, Virginie, do you want to buy a pack of biscuits? I say yes, and we're both winning.
I love it.
Now, I feel like I'd be over competitive if I was selling the biscuits, but I think that's...
I'd be getting in fights with girls who are on my block, and I'm going to be like, this is my area.
But that's an it for another day. We need to interview a girl guide.
Okay. But they don't sell the cookies.
I know, but we need to put the idea in her head so she reports back to camp leader.
One thing I used to do when I was younger to make a bit of money was I'd go to the pub with my mum and dad, and then when their friends got a bit drunk, I'd be like, oh, I want to play the touch machine. And then they used to all give me some money, and then I'd just go watch my friends play the touch machine and keep
love
the money.
Love it, a crafty queen. One way I thought I was being extremely clever and cute was collecting Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies.
I thought it was a lucrative business.
That was just a marketing ploy, though.
I don't think they're worth anything. I remember we ended up going through the wardrobe there a few years back, and we searched the titties in Google or on eBay or whatever. They're not worth anything.
But you know when people were saying when I was younger, oh, get loads of Beanie Babies because they're going to be worth loads of money in the future.
Is it all lies?
I always just said to myself, who the fuck is going to pay loads of money for an old teddy bear in the future?
But they made them seem like they were like, you know, like in high demand.
But they're not oil. They're not stocks. Yeah, I know. No, like a rich person is not going to turn around and be like, I really want that blue dinosaur plush toy.
But I remember we went to Rebecca Roach's party, right? And see, my mum sold the Beanie Babies in the shop that she worked at, right?
Okay, so she could rob a few.
Not rob a few. I was going to say get a discount, I'd imagine.
Jory's out.
But we ended up going to Rebecca's party. She stopped the party midway through, presumably when she was opening the gifts. Now, thinking back, should she have been opening the gifts mid-party?
Yeah.
What?
You always say this. I'm not going to interrupt the story.
But
you're supposed to open the gifts in front of me.
Well, I don't think that's...
to say thank you.
...proper decorum. But anyway, she starts breaking down crying because we had gotten our Beanie Babies.
Because you're paying for our college tuition, babe.
But I think that's what people thought. But they're not worth anything. And I have a rake in them. And I remember, like, the winter birthdays, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll have a Beanie Baby. Why?
You just wanted to cuddle them.
One of them I did. I had one called Dino. He was stunning.
Oh, was that like your go-to?
My go-to. I had him in the bed for ages. I remember when I was like, oh, I think it's time I need to get rid of him in the bed.
Really?
Yeah, I was just like, oh, getting older, do you know?
Aww.
Yeah, I should have kept him. I don't know where he is. He's probably in the wardrobe.
But would you consider yourself good with money? Like, I'd consider you good with money.
I'd say I'm good with money, but like, I feel like I've learned that from moving to London.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because even though, I suppose if I was ever stuck, I could be like, oh my God, ma'am, any money or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to be doing that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like, at least I don't want to be. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why, and as well, when I was like a student, especially, and I was only working at the weekend or whatever, I, like, in order to make ends meet, I remember I would like set myself a budget for the week. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh my God, I remember I used to say I could only spend 30 quid on my shopping.
I'm getting shivers down my spine thinking about how poor I was when I first got to London.
London... first few years is the poorest time of your life. And then, sorry, now I know there's probably the big people living in poverty, but like also like extremely poor.
Literally, when you first come to London, yeah.
Oh,
30 quid a week.
But actually, it used
to get me
by. For your
food and travel and everything.
No, that was for my shopping.
Okay.
My shopping was 30, and then, but sure, the other things, I was only going to college, going home and eating, and then at the weekend or whatever, I might, whatever, have some money for going out and stuff. Mm. But even before I moved to London, because as well, when I was moving over here, I was like, oh, I want to do this off my own back.
Yeah.
Again, it's not as if my mum and dad were fucking...
oh, they're always there to support you.
You know what I mean? They were obviously always doing that, mm-hmm. but also I was like, I need to make the whole dream happen myself kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Put in the graft. But like, I'd saved a rake of money before I first came over, and I remember I say it was gone by Christmas.
Oh no.
Honestly, just rent. Money down the gutter, girls.
But also, like, I still, to this day, and, like, I would say I'd be, like, because I have, a full-time job now, yeah. like, I'd be comfortable with my income, right?
Yeah.
But I still say when I tap my card at the self-checkout, have a pang on my chest in case it declines. Because when I first came to London, for 2 years, I'd say I would just tap my card and I'd have to hope it went through because I had no data to check my internet banking.
Really?
I would do my shopping. The card would decline in Sainsbury's and I would just have to run out of the shop and leave all the stuff in the self-checkout.
Would you have to be like, oh my God, I'm sorry?
No, because it happened too often.
I know, or just look at the one behind you with like sad eyes and be like, oh.
And what? Ask her to pay for it?
Not paying for it, but be like, oh, a good deed, sir.
No,
you know
I used to just beeline for the exit girls.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember the worst was when I used to travel like into central London, like the trains over here are so expensive, aren't they? And I remember I used to always just snake on because where I was living, there was no like barrier or whatever.
Mission Impossible.
Oh my God, used to have it. Now, I used to live in fear on the trains. I used to spend half the journey in the bathroom then for fear that like someone would come around to check tickets.
Yeah.
But I remember one time I got back, right, I had no ticket, and there was about six of them waiting at the station checking everyone's tickets. Here was, oh my God, oh my God. Well, anyway, obviously, actor mode, me. Hello. Meanings. And they were like, oh yeah, do you have a ticket? And I was like, oh no, I was like, do you not, like, do you not buy it? I was like, I was looking to buy one, actually. And they were like, you got off the train. I was like, oh yeah, I'm over visiting my nan. And I was like, I thought
you're putting on the most Irish
accent.
Oh
my God, that's exactly what I was doing. I was like, I thought I could just buy one now.
Níl in Béarla cum. Níl in Béarla cum. And sorry, no, like, there's nothing more stressful than money worries. It's really hard,
yeah.
like, because you can't focus on anything else, because, like, it's just when you're always being like, well, I can't afford my rent or like I can't afford bills. And it is a struggle that I think every young person goes through when they
yeah.
move out of home, right?
Yeah, but like the worrying thing is that's only us really worrying about our. Imagine when you have a family to be looking after.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
I don't think, like, I really, really, really want a family. Actually, marry rich.
Marry rich.
Marry rich, sorry, never mind, go on.
Yeah, I just think, like, yeah, like, obviously we're really lucky, but it's like, everyone does have that moment when they first move away or,
yeah.
like, try to make it on their own, but they're like, oh, fuck, how did our mom and dad do it? Like, how did I have dinner on the table every day? If I was my mum, I would have smacked me around the gaff when I went into the cupboards after she'd done the shopping and just ate her out of house and home.
Yeah,
and she's
I know.
Only after doing the shopping.
I know what you mean.
If I came back now and I stocked the thing, I stocked the fridge and you started eating everything, I'd be like, Kevin!
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, it's awful.
How do our parents not clip their children around the air? Look, I remember one day my mum was after cooking a roast chicken and I went down and I just ate half of it. Before the dinner.
Did she give out to you?
She killed me.
Oh, really?
Well, she kind of killed me in a new way. Like,
I know.
Like, she was just like, I'm going to have to cook more food now over you, Jesus. You'd eat us out of house and home.
Oh, God.
Whereas, like, my dad was like, what the fuck did he do? Eat half the chicken.
Why am I skitting laughing picturing you sitting down in the kitchen in front of the oven, but, like, with your top kind of rolled up and your belly out, and you're just... I don't know, laced in grease from the chicken I've been sucking on a drumstick.
Girlies, a roast chicken cooked by your mam that you had nothing to do with, sitting on the counter,
I just know.
Tastes the best.
Now,
it hits different.
Not a sponsor post, but the Dunstores cooked chickens as well. Do you remember the Dunstores cooked
chickens?
We never
got cooked chickens from the supermarket.
You never got it?
No.
On a Friday?
No, we always made them at home.
See, the thing is, on a Friday, they'd be discounted.
That way.
They'd be discounted out to six, so if you're doing your shopping on the Friday, just be easy to get it.
No, we wouldn't touch them.
Oh, but the Dunstores ones were free range organic. What ones were you getting?
Your
mum was robbing them from the neighbour's yard,
I'd
say.
We killed them ourselves. So I would say you're good with money, right?
Okay.
What?
Yeah, but does that make me sound like a stinge? That's what you're getting at, I feel.
I'm not.
I'm
that
not
is,
a stinge, dog.
That's one of your biggest insecurities.
That's not an insecurity of mine. But when you go, so you're good with money and you're looking
at
me
like
that.
No, but you're good with money.
I look, like...
Compared to me.
I manage my finances, doll, because I'm living in London by myself. I know I'm in a gaff with you, but I pay my rent. Yeah, so I'm good with money.
But even when I was poor, I was shit with money. You know what I mean?
I just feel like you've no concept of money. Like, say now if we went out for a dinner, right?
Yeah.
And say now we both got between us two pad thais between us,
okay,
right? Two pounds of coke, right? And we came to paying and one goes 50 quid, you'd be like, no matter, whatever, 25
quid. I wouldn't
you
pay.
Would, I feel like you don't have a concept of, you know what I mean? You don't know what's what.
I would expect the bill for two pad thais and two cans of coke to come to about 30.
But if someone came over and was like 50, you'd be like, oh, okay.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, why is it 50 quid?
Okay. But
I'd be like, I think the bill is wrong. And then what would happen is you'd go, no, it's fine, PJ, stop being rude to the waitress. And then you pay the extra 20 because you wouldn't want me to complain.
No, it does not.
And then you go, oh, sorry, I think you made a mistake with the bill. And you'd be like, no, no, it's fine. No, let's just pay. You'd be like,
bitch, come over here and bring a calculator because you can't even fucking add. That's what you would say.
I spent a lot of years in the service industry.
I know, and you'd have thought that it would have like changed.
Anyway, my point was, is that I've always been bad with money. Right. Like, I've just lived for the now. I've my mum's expensive taste. My dad always said that my mum could go into a clothes shop and she'd pick up the most expensive gown in there.
I love that, but that's iconic.
And I've gotten that from her. Like, if you showed me like a list of things, like if you showed me like a catalogue and go with no prices on it and go to pick out what you want, I'd pick up the most expensive thing on it.
Sorry now, right? But you're expensive going on taste. Being like, oh my god, I pick out all these stunning bits as if I'm going getting rags.
Take me to a chicken coop and I'll pick a Fabergé egg. You know what I mean?
Why do you love Fabergé eggs?
I just think they're the height of glamour. There's no need for them. They serve no purpose and they're just ridiculously expensive. They're the epitome of glamour.
A Fabergé
egg.
But go on anyway. What was like one of the most stupid things you bought with your money? Ever. Like, ever. Are you stupid in that sense? Like, that you'll just be like, ah, fuck it, it's money.
Like, in lockdown, I bought some really stupid things that we talked about before. Like, one night I was cold to have my Aperol Spritz in the garden, so I bought two outdoor heaters.
But as well, it was just the fact that... But that's what I mean. Like, you didn't look into it to see that they didn't have a stand. We've nowhere to screw them in. Like, they're in the attic now, two of them. Or, like, you didn't even think to return them.
Yeah. But I didn't think I could after I took them out of the box and used them.
But go on, but what was like the most, like, not in lockdown? Was there another time?
I don't think I make stupid purchases. That's okay, the thing. I think everything I buy, I use.
Yeah, okay.
And I spend a lot of money on, like, experiences. Like, I travel.
Love that for you.
You know, I'm a travel bug. I travelled loads last year.
Wanderlust girlies. Literally. When are you getting your Wanderlust tattoo? We all want to know. We're waiting with bated breath.
I have a scratch map upstairs that I scratch out the countries when I visit them.
I have a scratch map on my chest.
I'm mortified because I actually bought one of those for my friend Aideen before. And it's like buying her a Live, Laugh, Love poster.
It's the equivalent, isn't it? It's the London equivalent.
I'm sorry, Aideen.
So you never like bought anything like...
I think
silly?
You have something in your head that I've bought that you want to bring up. Tell the people and tell me.
But I thought we were going to talk about the cryo freeze.
Oh yeah! I think we did not tell the girls this before.
No, you told them way back when that you wanted to get cryo freeze because you didn't love your love handles. Now this makes me out to be a prick because I'm like, oh, tell them that you got the cryo freeze from your love handles.
So basically, right, I have this really bad insecurity about my love handles.
Okay, well actually, we won't talk about it because
no,
it's making me out to be evil.
It's good. So I
no, because we had it in the notes.
What?
You're making up as if I'm like forcing you to talk about it.
No, I'm not. I'm just talking about it. Anyway, so I had this insecurity about my love handles and I was like, no matter how much I went to the gym or how much I ate right, they were still there. And to be honest, I think it stems from like when I was in dance college or going to modeling castings and everyone used to be like, your hips are too big, right?
But also, you have regular love handles.
Yeah, as in like, now I'm like, they're grand.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just couldn't, it was in my head and I couldn't get out of my head. And it was actually, I was just like, fuck it. I was like, I look into like, is there ways to get rid of them that isn't liposuction? And then I came across this thing was cryo freeze. And you know me, girlies, I love a gimmick. I got 6 second amps back in the day. It's just a step up from that. And basically what it's meant to do is they put these two like Hoover things onto your like, sides, and it's meant to freeze the fat, and then
it was goes, it cold?
It was kind of numbing, right? And then it goes kind of like
numbing,
and then it goes hard like a rock. And then your one comes in and like massages it, like she's thawing the ice and the fat, right? So I went in anyway, paid a rake of money for it.
How much?
I forget.
We talk about it?
That's the thing.
But I think was it 2.5k?
No, it wasn't.
It
wasn't even 1,000.
I remember I didn't sleep that night.
I think it was like 800. Okay. Or less, I think it was 6.
No, it was 8.
I think it was like 6 or 8. It wasn't 2.5k. I wouldn't pay that.
I feel like you would.
I think it was 6 on a discount.
It was 8.
No,
on,
I think it was 6.
It was 8 on Groupon.
No, I think it was 6 because they were doing like this discount.
But go on anyway, it's still too much.
Yeah, it's still too much anyway. And I went in and I was like, but this would tell you how like insecure I was anyway. So they take before pictures.
Stop! What? Stop adding in that.
But I was insecure about my love.
But but like, looking at me, oh, but I am insecure in it, but Kevin's making me talk about it.
I'm not you're not making me talk about it. I'm talking about it because it's hilarious.
Yeah, but just talk about it as if it's done through your own volition and not through me.
I am.
Okay. So, just to clarify, just for record.
So basically, anyway, they take before pictures of you, whatever. At TLC, I'm pretty, is playing in my headphones. Don't you go to the plastic surgeon in the video. And
iconic, by the way.
Iconic, but also
made me cry chaos. When I watched it.
But anyway, then they take before pictures, and then they like they put these things onto your hips, and it's not sore or anything. You would just watch Netflix, and then they come back and they massage it, and it breaks down the fat, whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently, then you're meant to wait 6 months, and you're meant to just like flush out of your body, and then go back and get.
But where
like,
is the fat gonna go?
Out your pores or something. Okay. I didn't really, again, didn't do research before I got it done. And then 6 months anyway, and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, my love handles actually like are getting smaller. Oh my God, it's working. I'm delighted. Got loads of confidence. I was like, I'm actually weak for myself now. Like I'm kind of happy with my body. I'm like, I'm glad I did it.
Okay.
Goes back 6 months later, right?
For a follow-up session, is it?
Yeah. So where they like take your picture for your after and then they put them side by side and you're meant to be like, wowza. You know what I mean? Yeah. So she takes the picture and she brings them up side by side, and then I had to go, I'm sorry, which one's the after? When I say they were the exact same, lads, nothing had changed. It was like a spot the difference. There was nothing different. And she knew as well, because she was like, she was squinting and she was like, no, if you just see hair, like going, zooming in really, really close, she was like, that's a bit lower. And I was like, yeah. And then I had to just come out with it because I was going so red. I was like mortified that nothing changed.
You paid £2,500 for it.
And I paid £600 for it. And then I was like, oh, I actually don't see a difference. And then she just turned to me and goes, yeah, it just doesn't work for some people. If you want to see a real difference, you need to get liposuction.
Sorry, but what the fuck?
But then I left, right? And I was... skitting, because I was like,
I remember you came on that night and you were skitting laughing, you told me, and I was skitting laughing.
But I was meant to, I was like, and she done measurements and everything, all my measurements were the same. Like she, she measured my hips and everything, they were all the same. But it just proved, right, how it was just in my head.
Placebo.
Because I was like, I loved myself then because I thought I changed it, but actually it didn't work for me. So nothing changed. My love handles are the same size they were before.
Placebo.
But now I just love myself.
Placebo.
So if you think
say
about
it.
Placebo.
but that's what it is, isn't it?
It was a placebo effect.
It's a placebo effect, Alice.
But like, if you think about it then, it was £600 well spent because it was like...
Don't try and justify the cryo freeze.
But now I don't hate my love handles because I'm like...
But it didn't work.
But it did.
No,
mentally.
Dog, you got to change your mind.
Yeah, and I did. I just had to pay £600 for it. But lads, anyway, girlies, don't ever get cryo freeze. It doesn't work.
Your love handles as well. Not even saying that you have huge love handles. But it's you.
But they're there.
It makes you. Same way my big, huge teeth make me teeth. I wouldn't look like Kevin.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If I'd done my curly lashes, well, they're stunning. I'm speaking about them as if they're like something that I'm not happy about. I love them now. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're a nice thing.
Do you ever splurge? I don't think you do.
I... Can you splurge in London?
I feel like a splurge for you is getting a goo pot for your dessert.
And keeping the ramekin.
And keeping the ramekin.
Am I right,
and that's how you can justify the purchase.
No, I think... I can't remember the last time I splurged myself, but I obviously do.
Name one.
I don't know. I bought a load of plants that day. No. What would be... I don't know. The last time... I can't really recall the last time I made a proper splurge myself. Because like you as well, I think, like, yeah, I've dropped a few £100 on a holiday or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Experience, as opposed to, like, a physical thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But... I remember I spent a rake of money when I was doing the cruise, right? Because obviously, like, all the money, I'm just saving it all because I'm living on a ship, I'm being fed my 3 meals a day or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm traveling the world, whatever. But when I was on the cruise, I was, like, making this money, so I was like, oh, I need to get my mum something. Like,
aww.
Back, right? Got her unreal jewellery, anyway, that I was picking out for years, right?
Stunning.
Necklace and earrings, right? Paid a fortune, but I was like, you know what?
How much?
A lot of monies. Also, it was in dollars, so it was a lot of money. It was still a couple of $100, right? Anyway, brought him back. She was weak for it. She was like, oh my God, I love it. Love it, love it. Anyway, cut to me going back to Ireland last year, my sister going around with the earrings. Never once saw them on my mum. Well, I nearly reefed them out of my sister's fucking ears. But I was like, what the heck is going on here? Do you know what I mean? The one thing that I really, like, dropped some dollar on, And my sister's going around rocking them. Now, it looks stunning on her,
so
by the
I think
way.
Sarah looks stunning in anything.
Yeah,
so
in anything.
She could wear a fucking dishcloth and she'd be stunning.
But don't be wearing my mum's earrings that I got her in Asia.
But your mum's not wearing them, babe.
Stop being so rude.
But she's not, obviously.
She wasn't that time, but she might have been another time. But yeah, I haven't really, other than that, what have I splurged my money on?
Do you ever, like, go on a shopping trip and buy loads of clothes and you get the post-splurge guilt? Does anyone get that, girlies?
Yeah.
So I go, some days when I'm hungover, it usually happens the most because, you know, your inhibitions are to the wind when you're hungover. And I pop to Westfield and I come back with the weekday and I'm after buying a few bits. And I'm like, I really shouldn't have done that and I feel guilty. But then I put the clothes on and I'm like, no, I was worth it.
You deserve it.
I deserve it.
See, the thing is, I would love... not to be given money, because the thing is, I think I try and be sensible about it, or I'd be like, oh, I need to put this in, I need to buy some shares or something. I'd love to be just gifted vouchers.
Do you know, and people just spend my money on that. Vouchers are a lazy present. Give me vouchers.
Give me a voucher.
This is a note to all my family, brothers and sisters included.
Don't be buying me a River Island voucher, Ovs.
Oh, obviously don't.
I know, but I think we
my brother
to, like,
Gary has
that.
It together. He always buys me a BT voucher. So for a lot of my life, especially like when I was going through my like free spirit artistic phase.
Yeah.
When I first came to London.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. Money doesn't matter.
Disgusting.
Like, anyone who cares about money is so vapid and all this stuff. But, like, I've come to realise, like, I'm not, like, this person who's, like, mad about money.
Yeah.
But I do value money because of the opportunities it brings you, you know
it
what
is
I mean?
A bit of a, like... It's a bit of a complex one because, like, you know, people say, oh, money can't buy you happiness. But, like... I was definitely not happy when I was poor when I was first in London, you know what I mean? Not saying I'm perfectly happy now, because as well, I don't even have a lot of money now. Are we making out like we've loads of money?
No, but it's like...
Girlies, everything's secondhand in the Gap.
I read this thing before that is like, if you don't have enough money to a certain point, you can't be happy.
Yeah.
And then once you start earning a certain... You're like in this happy money threshold where you're like, you're earning enough money to be comfortable so you can be happy because you have the opportunity to like go for dinner with friends, go on holidays, not worry about bills and stuff.
Yeah.
But then when you start earning too much money, if you get too rich, you get sad then again.
I don't think, would I?
I think you would. Like, imagine if you were rich and then like you would just be... too materialistic, I think.
And all the Kardashians, they're all very sad.
They're all terribly sad, I think.
They're all terribly sad. Even, I remember your one was showing off her gaff, and she was showing that big, huge fridge, and I was going, why so forlorn? You know, like, you have a big, huge fridge. And
like, if we had a big, huge fridge, we'd be like, look
at
our fridge! But she was like...
But that's the thing, even like, one singular purchase probably wouldn't even bring him that much joy. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And like... But they and I remember even they had didn't they have the TV that came out of the floor in front of the bed and she was kind of just pressing the button and I was kind of going, is she about to drop dead there? She looks so unenthused.
Not interested, but I just think it's like, so yeah, money is important to me in the fact that it like lets me be able to fly home to Ireland.
Yeah.
I wanted to see Jose and my mom.
Yeah.
Like,
you needed your hair cut and wanted to pay, get your hair did.
Yeah.
And that brings you joy.
You can do it.
Like, the thing is, I think if I have enough money... like, to pay my rent, pay my bills, buy myself food and stuff, and get myself a stunning haircut. I know I want a cute outfit as well.
If I have enough money to pay my bills, pay my rent, have a few drinkies with the girlies at the weekend, and have gorgy food, I'm happy.
But that's a lot, is it? Is that a lot?
Yeah, well, I don't want, like, a Maserati.
That's the thing, actually. Will I have money? Because I'll never have a car. But I'll always be renting.
But we're not into our designer labels.
We're not even into our designer labels, although I'd love a stunning jacket.
But like a Prada one?
Acne. You know, Acne Studios.
Mm.
I was thinking I'd love one of them.
But like, what, you can just get something similar.
No, I was going to get in the sale.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that's not too splurgy, is it?
Oh yeah, we don't get it twisted, girlies. We don't have delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, we definitely
don't. We're still
don't.
Thrifty queens.
Definitely thrifty queens.
Like, Facebook Marketplace is sick of seeing us.
Oh my God, we're forever on it. Do you know what I mean? And that's how we got scammed in the summer, because we wouldn't pay full price for a TV. But see, the thing is, I suppose, like, we have friends now back home in Ireland who've been, like, working since, like, we moved over here and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, they're putting money away and they're... Like, it does scare me like completely to think that they're like thinking about getting a mortgage for a gaff and stuff.
Yeah.
I do get like a tug in my heart and I think, oh my Christ. Do you know what I mean? And as well, that's all great. Like, and I'm delighted for them. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I really am. Or even people who be like, oh, and they be going on about their savings. Just don't tell me about it. Because the thing is as well, I don't be going on, oh, I live in London. Because that's the, what's it called? The opportunity cost.
Yeah.
The opportunity cost for me not being at home and saving some money to buy my house is living in London.
Am I in an economics lecture? Opportunity cost.
But this is just junior cert business. Do you know what I mean? The foregone alternative is being back home and having my nice gaff down in Carrigaline. Or where's everyone buying at the moment? Glanmire, is it?
I don't know.
Or Middleton and Glanmire, I feel like everyone's buying. So just don't throw it in my face is what I'm saying. Don't be like, oh, look at my house, dangling your keys in my fucking ear. Don't do it, I don't care. I know I'm going to be renting for ages. And this year as well, right, obviously it has been difficult for people because people have been losing jobs and stuff as well. And I completely like sympathise with people because as well, like, I'm fortunate that I was like furloughed and stuff with the gym and things. But one thing I will say, if I could give any bit of advice, now obviously, again, not an economics expert.
Yeah.
Right. Girlies, PSA, avoid the pyramid schemes like the plague.
Oh my God, girlies.
Steer clear.
No matter how bad it is, put down the Avon catalogue.
Just drop it and don't even look at it. And don't, if someone slide into your DMs saying, hey lovely, want to talk to you about something really exciting that I've been doing, my skin's looking amazing. It's lies. I don't want your Herbalife. I don't want your skin products. Actually, I do want your Clinis catalogue because I'm obsessed with it.
Oh my God, Clinis. Herbalife can go take a running jump. But Clinis. Hook it to my veins. Do they have it in England growing up?
Do they have the Clinis?
Oh, when I say I was obsessed, my mum used to let me order stuff from Clinis.
Really?
Obsessed, yeah. I used to get all the gadgets.
We weren't allowed to touch it, you know, because they used to come back for the brochure and it have to be like perfect condition. They make it.
Yeah,
clean
what
for
was
it.
That about?
I don't know, because the pyramid scheme, because your God love them. They have to pay for their own brochures and everything, I'm sure.
It's so weird, but like, that was a pyramid scheme I could get down with.
I know, that's the awful thing. I'm anti-pyramid schemes, but pro-Clinis.
But such weird gadgets that you didn't know you needed. But
didn't know you needed till you saw them in the Clinis brochure and you just thought, give it to me. I remember one of them, like, so vividly. And I remember I had this bracelet that I used to wear that I got, like, on holidays. Like, in Salou, presumably.
Stunning.
Because it has to get a mention in the ep. But I remember, you know the way you struggle getting on a bracelet sometimes and reaching around?
You didn't guess.
In the catalogue, they had a thing, you'd hook one end of the bracelet on and then it would hook it over
for
you.
We had it, babe.
Did you?
We had the bracelet assistance.
What?
Yeah.
I remember just thinking it was the best thing in the book.
Oh my God, stunning.
And also just like the height of glamour.
Glamour.
Imagine the nonchalance as I put on my bracelet in the morning using my bracelet. Put her on her apparatus.
What is it even called?
What's it even called?
I called it a bracelet assistant.
I love bracelet assistant though. I actually love that.
A BA. I love it. But lads, I think the main thing is, especially around Christmas time, don't put pressure under people to spend money or buy presents because you don't know what their situation is at home.
Yeah,
you know
completely.
What I mean?
I think as well, even when, because a few people have been messaging us being like, oh, ideas for mammy's gifts. Some of the best things I've got my mum haven't been expensive. I one time, for our Mother's Day, got her a trolley coin. And she still has it. You know what I mean? And the fact that she doesn't have the jewels, the jewellery.
Yeah, girlies, it's the little things that matter. It's the touches.
Yeah, sometimes the best things in life, money can't buy.
They come from the heart.
But also, like, money can't buy some.
Some stunning bits.
Some stunning bits.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, from talking about money to two girlies who are priceless and to Mam Knows Best.
Right.
I'm so good at that.
That was good that time when you just came up with that on the spot, which I love. Usually you're thinking for a while.
I'm not.
Right, this is my man.
Hi, everyone. My question this week is, I usually love Christmas, but I'm dreading it this year. It's the first Christmas in 2 years that it will be at our house, the first time here since my dad passed, and also the first Christmas without my boyfriend. We broke up this year. How can I make it less painful and get in the spirit? So, yeah, look, there's no easy way, I suppose. This is the first of many hurdles, and Christmas definitely is a time when we begin to miss the people who aren't in our lives anymore. But in your case, your dad, but you're going to be remembering so many special Christmases, you know, you really will. You're going to be with your family. You all loved your dad. You're going to be sharing gifts. And, you know, the stories you're going to be telling about when dad did this or when dad did that. So even though he's not going to be there, he's obviously going to be a big part of your Christmas. And I think for that reason, you owe to your dad. And because of the shocking year that a lot of people have had, you owe it to yourself. And we owe to all those people who won't be home for Christmas to make sure that we have the best Christmas that we possibly can. I know it's difficult, but, you know, it's probably too early yet, but maybe a week before, you know, focus in on it. And what can I do to make this a very special day for the others around me too, you know? And whether it's Christmas carols or board games or ridiculous movies we've seen so many times, like, you know, but they're funny. Home Alone, I'm just thinking of, I don't think there's a year that we haven't watched it, but you will get into the spirit of it, and we should be all absolutely extremely thankful, because, you know, it's been such a bad year, so there's a lot to be thankful for. And look, you're going to have a lovely day, so good luck.
That is tough, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Especially the year that we had, you know. It is really tough. And I remember the first Christmas after my dad passed. It was kind of a blur, to be honest. I don't really remember much of it now. Mm-hmm. But I do remember wanting to, like, talk about him because I wasn't in the festive spirit. But thinking that if I brought him up, it would, like, dampen the mood.
Yeah.
But then we ended up telling a few stories about him and, like, having some fond memories of Christmas, and it actually made us all feel a bit better when we actually talked about him.
Great.
So don't be afraid to talk about your dad. You can, like, it shouldn't be this, like, off-limits thing just because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like, he was an amazing person, I presume, in your life. So, cherish memories of him and talk about them because it does help.
That's lovely, yeah.
Let's move on to my mum.
The people in my project group for college are doing nothing of the work. What do I do? Dear listener, firstly, is this group mainly made up of friends, our fellow students? Surely you can talk to them and tell them how you feel. If it continues, just go to one of your tutors to see can they help. And maybe you could change that particular group. Good luck and well done for your enthusiasm.
Dead, and my mum just going, rat him out, girl.
But also, like, that's so annoying though, isn't it?
So annoying. There's nothing worse. I just hate group projects in general.
The idea of a group project, like, at its core is just chaos.
It's chaos. Because as well, if you were in work and you were working with someone and they just weren't pulling their weight,
they get fired.
You would just go, sorry, they're not doing their job, and they get fired.
Exactly.
So it's not teaching you teamwork.
It's not teaching you that. Also, like, I just slap them around the gaff. Now, obviously, I wouldn't also.
No, but you'd definitely be odd with them.
I'd be like, sorry, guys, do work.
I feel like you'd snap them into shape, though, would you? Or would you be passag?
I don't know, because if I think of the person that I was when I was, like, in UCC and I wasn't as sure of myself. Mm-hmm. Imagine me being put in a group with all the rugby lads in UCC and me going like this, guys, can we do some work? Do you know what I mean? It wouldn't have gone and I would have been left doing it. So I would just say, I would just be like, the thing is, right, with a lot of these people, you're never going to see half of them again once you graduate and stuff.
Nah.
Don't be worried about losing them as friends, ultimately, because if they were your friends, they'd be helping out in the work. So just be like, I don't know, I would just Tear into him. I keep saying tear into him. That's bad advice.
No, you should say, you should go, okay, we're going to divide the work, and then yeah. you give each other roles. And then if you go, okay, so Kevin, where's your bit? And yeah. then if he's like, I don't have it, and be like, okay, I'm going to go to the fucking
yeah.
teacher there and rat
yeah.
you out.
Exactly. That's what I would do. Yeah, divide the work and don't take it on all yourself, because ultimately they're going to be the one then reaping the rewards of your hard work. Fuck
and
that.
Snitches don't get stitches, babe. They just get success.
Yeah, in this instance.
In this instance.
Rat him out.
So that was the money up, girlies. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
That was the money up. I feel like, should we have brought on, what's your man's name?
A money expert.
Money expert. What's the fella back home?
Compared to Meerkat.
Not him, the other one.
I don't know who you're
what's
on about.
What's his name? Not in Dakinney. Eddie Hobbs. Do you know him? Or also, there's a fella, you know, he does This Morning, and he's kind of sexy.
No.
And follow him on Twitter. I think it's Martin something, but he's kind of hot. Anyway, we didn't have the man, so you're just going to have to go with our advice. What is our advice on the money?
Our advice is...
Don't be a stinge.
Don't be stingy.
Yeah.
But also, don't be splurgy splurge.
Be savvy.
Be savvy.
Don't be a stinge, don't be splurge, be savvy.
Yeah, be the be the third S.
Yeah, what are the other takings? There's no takings, is there?
I think the main taking is bring back Sammy Stamps. Like, I was the most on top of my finances
when
I had to do my Sammy Stamps yeah. in school. For people who aren't from Ireland, Sammy Stamps with his booklet where you bought stamps in return for cash dollar.
It was through the post office, was it?
Yeah, on post.
That's brilliant. They bring need to, back. Yeah, introduce measures like that.
I love it.
Bring back a Sammy Stamps for adults.
Yeah, and also teach us how to do taxes in fucking secondary school.
That's the thing. I don't think we even touched off that. Tell us how to do stuff in school. Stop telling us the Pythagoras theorem. Although, is that useful?
No.
The triangle, though? If you ever needed to know.
I don't even see triangles that often. I see my fucking bank statement every week.
Actually, so true. Teach us more about the taxes.
Teach us more about taxes, girlies.
And we don't have a clue.
Any accountants out there, girlies?
You're going to have to help us out anyway, girlies. Hopefully you got something. Hopefully you got something from the episode, girlies.
Anyway, girlies.
Pinch of salt.
Take everything with a pinch of salt. Also...
If there's anyone could advise me on stocks and shares, I wouldn't mind...
I couldn't get involved in
actually,
that.
Actually, no, yeah.
No, I'd cause a crash.
My uncle used to work in a bank, like...
Really?
Yeah, and he was good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just all a bit too much for
it's
me.
It's just all a bit stressing, girlies. Anyway, girlies,
anyway,
thanks for
we have to
in.
Go there. We have to go count our monies.
Go on, girlies. See you next week.
Talk
Take
to
care,
you there, girlies. Mind the pennies. Go on, bye.
Bye.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.